Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The planet Saturn takes its name from a Roman god of agriculture. And of all the planets revolving around our sun, it's cultivated, if you will, the greatest ring system by far. Shining rings filled with ice, dust, and rock orbit its equator. The widest one, called the Phoebe Ring, has an outer edge that's millions of miles away from Saturn itself. For comparison, the average distance between Earth and our moon is a paltry 239,000 miles, or 384,000 kilometers. Once again, astronomy puts the human ego in check. Saturn's rings get all the attention, but we shouldn't ignore its other attributes. The sixth planet in our solar system, it's also the biggest after Jupiter. Those two are in a league of their own. If you mushed every planet from Mercury to Neptune together, Saturn and Jupiter would account for over 90% of the cumulative mass of that planetary mass. But despite its immense size, Saturn is the least dense planet in the sun's orbit, and the least spherical, too. We'll need to look at its physical makeup to understand why. Research published in 2019 showed that a day on Saturn lasts just 10 hours, 33 minutes, and 38 seconds. Its spin rate helps explain one of the ringed world's stranger qualities. You see, Saturn is 10% wider than it is tall, a difference of over 7,000 miles or nearly 12,000 kilometers. Astronomers call that kind of disparity an equatorial bulge. Every planet in the solar system has one, but Saturn's is the most extreme. Saturn rotates around its axis at a very high speed, hence the brevity of its days. And here's where density comes into play. Like Jupiter, Saturn is a gas giant. Such worlds predominantly consist of hydrogen and helium. And whereas Earth is solid on the outside, gas giants are not. They may, however, have hard inner cores. Now, Saturn is downright huge in terms of volume. Some 764 Earth-sized objects could fit inside of it, and the planet is 95 times as massive as our homeworld. And yet, relative to its size, Earth is 8 times more dense. In fact, water, yes, plain water, is denser than Saturn, although that doesn't mean the planet would float. It's not cohesive enough. So, thanks to its low, low density and zippy rotational speed, Saturn's been deformed into an oblong world that looks kind of squished in profile. Jupiter's southern hemisphere famously has an ongoing storm called the Great Red Spot. Saturn's answer to this is the Great White Spots, which are periodic tempests that arise every 20 to 30 Earth years. First detected in 1876, these weather events are colossal in scale. NASA's Cassini spacecraft spent 13 productive years hovering around Saturn. On December 5th of 2010, it witnessed the most recent iteration of the Great White Spot phenomenon. The storm was about 800 miles by 1,600 miles long when it first began. That's about 1,300 by 2,500 kilometers. But over the next 6 months, the spot expanded longitudinally until it had looped itself around the planet in a gigantic circle. Some researchers think the Great White Spots might be part of a cycle that sees the outer layer of Saturn's atmosphere slowly lose heat, allowing the warm air from lower levels to burst upward. Meanwhile, up at Saturn's north pole, there's a cloud pattern shaped like a giant hexagon. This pleasantly symmetrical jet stream spins counterclockwise, measures about 20,000 miles or 32,000 kilometers across, and includes a hurricane that's been swirling right over the pole ever since it was discovered back in 1988. Of course, it's not the hexagon that earned Saturn a place on Chucky Finster's t-shirt. You know, from Rugrats? Anyway, the gas giant is most famous for the spectacular ring system encircling it. Planetary rings aren't rare per se. Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune have them as well. Yet, in terms of sheer scale, the network around Saturn is totally unrivaled. Most of the primary rings come with letter names. The closest one to Saturn is called the D ring, which has an inner radius of about 42,000 miles or 67,000 kilometers, so a lot closer than our moon. It's surrounded by the C, B, A, F, G, and E rings in that order. By the way, the rings aren't arranged alphabetically because the naming system reflects the dates of their discovery. A, B, and C were cited before the rest. When measured from its outside edge, the E ring showcases an impressive 300,000-mile radius, or 480,000 kilometers. Or at least that looks impressive until you get to know the big bad Phoebe ring that we mentioned earlier. First spotted in 2009, this one was named after one of Saturn's moons. Untold trillions of ice, rock, and dust particles make up these rings. Some bits are the size of a sugar grain. Others could probably dwarf your house. In any case, the ring material is stretched remarkably thin. Saturn's rings may be as thick as 2 miles or 3 kilometers wide, down to just 32 feet or 10 meters wide. So, proportionately, the gas giant's iconic rings are thinner than a typical sheet of writing paper, as noted by astronomer Phil Plate. Whereas Saturn itself is probably around 4.5 billion years old, the age of its rings isn't as clear. Some scientists think that they were formed 10 million to 100 million years ago, when an icy comet or some ice-covered moons came too close to the planet. The visitor or visitors would have met a grisly end, getting ripped to pieces by Saturn's gravity. As those fragments collided, they grew smaller and multiplied, giving rise to the skinny but brilliant system we all know today. On the other hand, a 2019 paper argued that the rings might have originated at an earlier stage in the history of our solar system. We'll have to see how the debate unfolds as new evidence arises. There's lots about this planet that we're still learning. In October of 2019, the International Astronomical Union heralded the discovery of 20 newfound moons orbiting the gas giant. With these bodies added to the mix, there are now 82 verified Saturn moons altogether. No other planet in the solar system has that many natural satellites, not even mighty Jupiter. You can find Saturn's moons in, around, and beyond the ring system. Before Cassini was retired in 2017, it revealed that some of them gather clumps of ice and dust from the rings. Saturn's moon Titan is especially well-named. It's our solar system's second biggest moon overall, and it's dotted with seas, lakes, and rivers of liquid methane and ethane. There's only one other body within the sun's orbit that has standing pools of liquid that we know about. And here's a hint, you're sitting on it right now. Titan is also noteworthy for having an atmosphere, and it's theorized that there could be ice volcanoes that spew water instead of lava. Like Earth, Saturn gets auroras at its poles. They're invisible to the unaided human eye, but the Cassini spacecraft and the Hubble Space Telescope have captured footage of them using infrared and ultraviolet imaging. Today's episode was written by Mark Mancini and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.